This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fabra's Dad, I have another experiment or experience. Maybe both of those words are appropriate here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcoming you to another Hidden Power Hour. This is your Hidden Power. We experience and explore lots of things that will help you, helping you live a better life. That's what this is all about, finding things out about you that you didn't know you could do, things that you didn't think were possible, thinking outside the box, if you will. And we'll explore the usual conversations with Uri Geller later in the hour, and Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, Laura Banks. We'll talk about the beginning of yet another Mercury retrograde experience. But right now, to start the conversation, Dr. Christian Conti joins us. He is a professional counselor, a certified domestic violence counselor, certified level 5 anger management specialist, highest level possible, one of a handful of people in the world who have gotten that far, as a matter of fact. He applies what he calls his yield theory in maximum security prisons around Pennsylvania, speaks to law enforcement around the country. The book is called Walking Through Anger, A New Design for Confronting Conflict in an Emotionally Charged World. The book is a heavy read, I guess I would say that, but this subject matter, Dr. Conti, is a heavy read. It's a heavy concept. So this is not light. This is not something you pick up and read. You might read part of it on a plane trip, and maybe you best not read it before you go to bed at night. Would you consider this to be self-help? Is that where you would go with this, do you think?
Definitely. First of all, thanks for having me on the show, and I would call it a book about self-discovery, for sure, absolutely. And, you know, even though it's heavy, the reality is that the way it's designed, I use a lot of teaching stories. So I think people can look up, you know, flip to a teaching story and learn, sit with it. And it's something, as you know, as we learn through metaphors and stories. And when we hear these things, we can learn throughout our entire lives and reflect on a single story.
You know, I was talking earlier on my Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, about seeing the Bruce Springsteen documentary, Western Star. And I don't practice beforehand what my conversation is going to be with folks like you, but it's very interesting, and I would say my friend Uri Geller would refer to it as synchronicity. This book is about a lot of the same things in a different form of communication as the movie Western Star, the documentary about Bruce Springsteen. It's about the same sorts of things, and maybe that brings into focus, Dr. Conti, the fact that we all are searching, whether we know it or not. We're searching for a validation, for a connection, and it takes maybe a lifetime to get there, which is kind of sad in a manner of speaking. And I think what I see here is dealing with this. Am I on the right path or not?
Yes. I mean, I think, look, we are much more. The reality is people see our actions, not our intentions. But we judge ourselves by our intentions. We judge others by their actions. The reality is there's a lot more to us than what meets the eye. And when we can set aside ego, and that's probably the part that's heavy, is learning how to sit with and recognize that we allow ego to interrupt so many conversations and we get so angry about things because they don't go the way we think they should. So the only piece around this book that I would say is heavy is about its awakening to recognize that we do some of these things, and look, we're all human, so we all are on this continuum somewhere.
Well, and guess in this circumstance, maybe your work is to help define where we are on this continuum, and let's talk a little about yield theory that you've come up with. What is this theory, and how does it work?
Right. So when we all want to communicate with each other, and the reality is that if a bear walked in the room right now, your brain would trigger a fight or flight response.
Yes.
And we understand that, right? That's basic. But the truth is that can happen if someone says the wrong thing. I mean, people get upset and they say the wrong thing and they shut others down. And yield theory is about communicating with people, even in the heat of conflict. It's about getting around, circumventing that fight or flight response and speaking in ways that can actually be heard. So it's one thing to stand on a soapbox and preach at people and tell people what they should think. And it's another thing to speak in ways that are actually heard. And that's what yield theory does. It allows you to connect with people and communicate in ways that are actually heard.
Now how? What are some of those ways?
Right. So it's we know that energy is powerful. And if we come at people with know-it-all energy, they're not likely going to open up. So the real practical way to meet people where they are is to do three things: listen, validate, and explore options. And that sounds so simple, right? Listen, validate, explore options. But the reality is that even the greatest martial artist in the world does three things. They move, they block, they hit. So even though those are simple to understand or say in words, the truth is it's how you listen, how you validate, and how you explore options is what makes you successful or not. So I teach people how to listen, how to validate, and then how to tap into their own creativity to explore options, to work from this moment forward on what we can change.
There's a lot of words in this: listen, validate, explore options. I would say, I always am annoyed when people say all due respect when they don't have any respect at all. They're actually jamming it up your keister. I think that what happens a lot of times with people and what makes these things harder to use is that the words seem, there's a heaviness to this. This sounds professorial, and I mean this respectfully. It sounds like psycho speak. And what happens with people is they tune out if they can't identify quickly with. A lot of people don't even know what it is to validate. Validate what? What you hear, what you're thinking. As you said in the beginning, we hear one thing and our partners hear something else. And so we flip it around, and our role becomes their role, and their role becomes our role, and we stay in this same quagmire that relationships bring us to. Skills are important. You teach people how to do what they need to do, but it's not the average person can't access you, because I'm sure you don't work for nothing.
So I think you might, and it's fascinating, because we all have different perspectives. We come at things with our own experience. I think I would probably see it differently in terms of, I've broken down really esoteric concepts and made them super simple for people. So I think this is actually a book you could pick up and read on a plane or somewhere. I think the battle of the self, the personal growth, is going to be each person's. So maybe it sparks something deep in you. You know, I do these yield theory trainings, and when people hear a concept, I make it super simple, and that's what I do in the book. I make things easy to understand. But of course, it takes a while to really learn it. So maybe, for someone, validation might seem so complex, but the reality is it's acknowledging what other people say. It's not condoning it. It's not agreeing with it. It's simply acknowledging that.
I hear you. It's another way of saying, I hear you. I find here also some interesting references to compassion, which is what Marianne Williamson, as she tried to run for president, brought to the surface, how to fix the world. You fix it with love, and she was laughed basically off the stage. What a horrible reality that is, when you think about how people seem to get more out of hurting each other than they do getting along or loving each other or liking, whatever it is. Yet it's so much easier. I would think it would be easier to like somebody, love them, than it would be to fight with them all the time. I know in my experience, I grew up around fighting, and it isn't that I don't allow it. I run away from it in my life.
I think a lot of people do. A lot of people duck away from conflict. I mean, people would rather not have conflict. And it's really, look, it takes discipline to look at your own views. It's easy to be skeptical of others. That's a piece of cake. But to be skeptical of our own ego, our own ideas, our own beliefs, that's very challenging for a lot of people to actually question themselves, not just question others. And that's what ego does. Ego locks us up in this world where we kind of believe that our perspective is the dominant perspective.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Continuing in a few moments, Dr. Conti and his book and his thoughts, Walking Through Anger, A Design for Confronting Conflict in This Emotionally Charged World That Becomes Worse. Maybe you want to comment on this in a few moments. The media, news media, especially with all forms of media and how the media is delivered, I think, it, in my mind, it adds to the anger. And so let's see if you think that that is a truism. Dr. Conti continues with us here in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to help you lose weight. This is a for sure sort of thing as we enter the eating season. We're going into Halloween. Then we go into Thanksgiving. And then we have Christmas parties. Then we have Christmas and the holidays for various religions. And it's all about eating and celebrating. And then there's the first of the year, January, and the parties for New Year's, and then Halloween, Valentine's Day. It's all aimed at getting you fat, whether you knew that or you didn't know that. So let's see what we can do about helping you right now. The best defense is a good offense. So to sort of start the offensive, get to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and understand quickly how this product works. It is basically collagen protein. That is how you get lean muscle. Weight loss comes after that. Push the fat out of your body. All kinds of things that come as a result of the main ingredients. Aloe vera is mixed in here. This company's been in business for almost 30 years. It's a family-owned company. The special deal now for Halloween, buy one, get one. I guess you buy three, get three. That's the way it works, plus free shipping. Let's go to calotren.com. Use the code DJV and get on the bandwagon so you can start the season optimistically feeling, well, I'm not going to gain any weight. I'm going to keep it right where it is using Calotren, the consistent, healthy, right way to lose weight and keep it off.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continuing on with Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen, having a conversation with Dr. Christian Cotti regarding the theme of his book, Walking Through Anger, a new design for confronting conflict, which is so much a part of our daily lives, sadly, not just our personal lives. I mean, look around the world, for God's sakes. There are three things that can, if we bring it back to ourselves, it seems to me there are three things that we can use to make our dreams come true. And I think Dr. Cotti, as I'm thinking about his work, his the context of the three arguables here, listen, validate, explore options. I think about your thoughts, your words, and your actions, which in a sense, I think, can be coupled with your theme here. Do you agree with that, Dr. Cotti?
Sure. And even though the essence of the actions are three core actions, listen, validate, explore options, there are seven fundamental components that drive the way you listen, the way you validate, the way you explore options. And that's where you can get really deep. I mean, you have a show called Your Hidden Power, that we're so much more than just what is readily seeable.
Yes.
So this book really teaches people how to get past that ego. You know, the ego wants to sum everything up and know everything and have the answers and get past that. You mentioned earlier about compassion, and compassion can be looked at as laughable, but the reality is it takes a lot of discipline to actually listen and try to see someone's side. It's certainly easy just to be angry and throw out your own side and beat your chest and, you know, talk condescendingly to others, but it takes a lot of self-discipline to question your own stuff.
Yeah,
I argue that if you do that, if you can have that discipline to look within, that you'll get much farther.
Get much farther. There's a dot 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 after that. Get much farther in what? Doing what?
Well,
solving.
Let's say you're having a conversation with someone, and you're having you have your side, and that person has his side, and you're just arguing your side. But if you actually can question, wait a minute, what is this person seeing that maybe I'm not seeing? And operating on
so that's what acceptance is. Acceptance is seeing, at least understanding, perhaps, or paying attention to what the other person is saying and or feeling. That's a lot of skill. There's a lot of work in that. Not that it isn't doable, but as people just, we are reactors, and we're not actors. We react to things because most of us don't have the skills We weren't taught the skills. We didn't see it. I didn't certainly grow up. My father and mother were at each other all the time, or they just weren't together. And that's what I think we become products of our environment. So how do we train ourselves using the skills that you put forth here to think first about this stuff? There's a, you know, that's why therapy is as important as it is, because it needs to have us think as we are acting, and sometimes our guttural responses to things are so sharp and crisp that anger is the easiest way out, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. Anger is much easier. And I outline all that in the book, like exactly how you can go through
that. I see
that.
Learn. That's why I went to that. I see that.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, because that's what it is. The reality is we master what we practice. And if we practice being impulsive and lashing out, that's what we get really good at. But if we learn self-control, we learn to be skeptical even of our own egos, then we start to find peace in a lot faster way.
And I go back to what I said when we first started our conversation about seeing the Bruce Springsteen documentary, the authenticity there of his experiences. You wouldn't have known, even if you followed his music, unless you could see how he lives. And he says, he talks about knowing what we're all going through. We're all going through the same sorts of things, which is basically why what you have here is a good primer. And that's why I would send people to look for Walking Through Anger. DrChristianConte.com is the website, ChristianConte.com. For Walking Through Anger, a new design for confronting conflict. Thank you for being here on Your Hidden Power, Dr. Conte.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wildfires continue to burn in Sonoma, California. There's been a bit of a break in the wind, but it's expected to kick up later in the week. More than 10,000 students across the Santa Monica and Malibu areas forced to stay home Monday after being alerted that all schools in their district would be closed because of the Getty fire and all the smoke. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting a vote for an impeachment resolution later this week. Alabama Congressman Republican Mo Brooks reacts.
I want to thank Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff if they're going to quit doing all these proceedings behind closed doors.
And a stock market surge, your 401k in the green, China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the NASDAQ up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. She really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thought, whether it be thought from the top of your mind, your inner mind, how it all works, your Hidden Power Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, now joined by Uri Geller, who is at his home in England. There I am. There's a Freudian slip. Back to England we go. Uri lives now in a small village part of Tel Aviv in Israel, his native country. The idea of people, perception. I was just talking to somebody who's an expert in the brain and how the brain works, and thinking out loud how we are influenced so much now by computers and things that sort of make our brain not work as well. I was telling you off the air, I met a couple of fellas on Friday who are running an Israeli pharmaceutical company. And I, of course, anytime I get a chance when I'm talking about Israel, my fondness for it, I always bring you up, and they all get excited. And one of the guys who runs this company says, okay, when I meet you, I told him I'd meet him when I come over in December to be with you. I said, he said, I'm bringing my watches because I know Uri can fix my watches. And I said, yeah, bring him up. So,
you know, Doug, that...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so when you say an Israeli company, it's amazing how many Israeli companies have created incredible products and incredible internet facilities. They created jobs around the world, because if you didn't know this, I wouldn't be able to talk to you right now out of my iPhone if there wasn't some kind of an Israeli invention in it.
Right.
And there are people who are here in Israel who are quite young, and they do exits. One of the last exits was a product called Mobileye, and it was sold to an American company for $14 billion.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So yeah. I see more Maseratis and Ferraris zooming around in Tel Aviv than in England. Unbelievable. Also, Doug, I wanted to tell you that the elections are coming up, so we all have to go and vote tomorrow, whether it's for Benjamin Netanyahu or for Benny Gantz, who was a very highly decorated general and the chief of staff of Israel. So there will be people going out to these, I don't know how you call these stations in America. Where
the polling, polling stations. You go to the polls to cast your vote. Okay, so I'm betting, as well as I know you, the news media has come to you and has asked you to make a prediction, or is there a way through brain control, mind control, whatever, that you can influence the election? I've forgotten how you stand on Netanyahu and some of the other. I know some of the things that you are, or you think about, mostly with regard to American politics, but I don't know where you are with Netanyahu, who's had a lot of controversy the last year or so.
Yes, I don't want to go into naming who I'm going to vote for, but there was a controversy here about putting cameras, filming cameras in every polling station. Now, I wonder whether in the United States, are polling stations covered by CCTV or not? Is there a law against it?
Well, there's not a... people consider this... this is very private stuff, and nobody wants to... There's a sort of sacred right here in America. Matter of fact, there's a lot of conversation continuing about voter registration, who gets to vote, how do we prove who you are. There's a lot of violations of people's rights, but there's also, because of what you just talked about, that's sort of what I wanted to spend a couple of minutes on. This fellow I had on earlier was a brain specialist, and I'm thinking, as we're talking to him about brain control, is it different than mind control, the things that you, I think, work on, and are we in danger, if we don't keep building our brains up, of having computers made in Israel and elsewhere take over our thought process, so that we don't have to even think? We have a lot of things we don't have to do anymore.
Yeah.
Is thinking going to become one of them?
Well, I predict, Doug, that in 20 years' time, we'll be able to speak telepathically, because our brains are going to be connected to the Internet. So it might be not pure telepathy, but just imagine that your brain is connected to a major big Internet system, a network, a web, and you don't have to have a phone anymore in your hand, and people will be able to actually read other people's minds. So,
but can you do that now? Can you do that now? You kind of can do that now with
I did it. Listen, Doug, I did it 45 years ago for the CIA. Mm-hmm. They tested me. There was a CIA scientist called Kit Green sitting in Langley, Virginia. I was in Palo Alto, California. And you remember that, well, you must know that there were no mobile phones in the early 70s. There was no FaceTime. There was no Twitter and Instagram. So he was holding a book, Doug, and he said to me, "What am I holding in my hand?" And I, from Palo Alto, told him, "You're holding a book, and it's open to a page that has a picture of scrambled eggs, and on it the word architectural is written. So he almost freaked out because he was holding a book on anatomy, and he was looking at the cut of the brain, which looks very much like scrambled eggs. But what's freaking the most out is that he has written with a marker across the page the word architectural. He was getting ready for a lecture about, you know, the brain. This is CIA scientist, and I, from 3,000 miles away, told him that word. So I think that telepathy we all have, it's a matter of time when we awaken these powers and start using them.
Wow, that's what this is about, and that's what our conversation is about, developing your own hidden power. So you'll find all kinds of tips on doing that at Uri's website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Don't forget to check out the new Uri Geller Museum at URIGellerMuseum.com. Uri, you're always an inspiration. Good to have you here, as usual, on Your Hidden Power.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Grebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The iPhone and iPad have been game changers, for sure, but despite their successes, both devices have limitations, like no USB ports, for example, and there's no way to connect a keyboard or a mouse. But that's where the DoBox Mini comes in. It's a 7-in-1 adapter for your iOS device. Gabor Dooley explains what it does.
So, DoBox Mini is a wireless hub for iPad and iPhone. So, for example, you have a file on a flash drive and you want to open it on your iPhone. So you will just get a DoBox or DoBox Mini. You put in the flash drive into the USB port, open the DoBox app on your iPhone, and then you can see the files.
Check it out at DoBox.com. That's DoBox.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, so here we are at one of our usual crossing points, so the opportunity on Your Hidden Power to really get down into the mind, the workings of a lady who has a lot of stuff Uri was just describing, and the gentleman earlier on, a brain that's more developed in this particular area. Think about your specialty. Think about your life. Think about how you live. What is it that most appeals to you in terms of maybe romance, in terms of your business, in terms of what your work is? What do you like to do for fun? There are special parts of your brain in which all of these things are addressed. And you'll find a lot of help if you enlist Mary O'Malley's help. Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation, something I'm always talking about here. But more specifically, Mary, there are some of us who are born with a very powerful psychic talent. All of us have some psychic gifts. Uri was just saying the same thing. The right techniques, if we use the right techniques, we can enhance what we have and use it to improve our lives. That's basically the underlying reason we have this program, Your Hidden Power. So you have a very powerful psychic talent. Nobody would question that. Do you ever get into a situation? I know sometimes there are parties where a number of psychics go and do readings for people. Do you ever have brain waves crashing into each other? And you ever get a message from somebody else that's not supposed to be for you? I just wondered, you know, in a practical sense, because a lot of people start off their engagement or their intrigue or their curiosity by going to some of the fun sort of entertaining things like that. Do you ever...
Right.
You sit, you know, let's say you're sitting in a room with a dozen psychics. It's got to be crazy brain stuff.
Well, it's just a matter of fine-tuning. You know, like the old radios that you had to really kind of fine-tune in.
Yeah.
And so quite often it's just a matter of I'm receiving information and I check with the client in front of me to make sure it's them, you know, and not somebody behind them or, you know, on the side. So it's just a matter of fine-tuning. But, yeah, it gets a little exciting.
Yeah, I would think that that's the case. And so when you encounter somebody in a reading who you recognize as having a psychic gift, how do you advise them on what to do with their gift?
The first thing always is to start asking questions. And as you start asking questions, you become more familiar with that, the communication process between you, spirit, your wise mind, you know, your higher consciousness. And that's the first thing, is to figure out which one of those voices in your head actually belongs to you, you know? And that's the first way to do it. Whether you're writing, you know, I tell everybody, write down five questions and then pay attention when the answers come to how the answers come, so that you know, like for most people, there's something that happens inside my body that signals to me that that's my wise mind or spirit communicating with me. So I'll feel it more like in my solar plexus area, and then sometimes even my cells will start to vibrate. So I know that voice is the one I'm looking for. Does that make sense?
What begins to vibrate?
Like my cells begin to vibrate.
What cells? What are you talking about? The cells in your brain? Cells someplace in your body?
In my whole body. It feels like a little vibration starts. Yeah, it's tingly.
That's
in a good
kind of,
way, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. Well, but when you're helping people, and that's basically what your business is. Yeah, of course you're making a living, but you're making a living helping people. There's not a mean, I will tell you from my own experience, there's not a mean bone in your body. And I think to be successful doing this stuff, you have to have good intentions, do you not? Yeah, and it cannot be about you. Anybody who's successful in this, most of the people that I always get a kick out of, many of the folks who are very sensitive like you are broke, and you think, okay, well, why can't they, if they're that good, why can't they, it's like going, would you invest your money with a broker or a stockbroker who is broke? No, it's got to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. So, you know, isn't that kind of what happens? A lot of people who do what you do are not well off, and sometimes you don't take that good care of yourself. It just, you know, people say, why?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't figured it out.
Right. Well, but I figured it out. You're too busy doing things for other people. It's all about everybody else. It's not about you. The really good people, not as with the discussion of the stockbroker, people who are really good at this are not interested in themselves, and they don't necessarily even take care of themselves because they're so focused on what other people do. So you can get that focus. Go to psychicscout.com, Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation, psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here with us on Your Hidden Power.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Focus on your hidden power, or maybe I should call your hidden powers, because there are all kinds of things that many of us wake up to that we didn't know we had as we go through our lives. Joining me now is an astrologer, and I don't want to just call you an astrologer because I think your skills go beyond that. Laura Banks is here with us. A lot of people call for listener readings to her line, which is 352-552-1243. If you go to her website, stargalnetwork.com, you'll see the results, the experiences that people have, and why it would be a good opportunity for you, maybe if you've never had an experience with an astrologer before, to start with Laura. My question to start us off is Mercury retrograde happening later in the week. This is the third time. Do you want to take, in the past when we've had good astrologers on the program, I always make it a point when there's an impending Mercury retrograde to go into it in detail. So for you, what does it mean when Mercury goes retrograde? And more importantly, what does it mean to the people listening?
Well, thank you, Doug, and thanks for having me on your show. I love being on your show. I almost feel like I'm on the spin cycle where I'm going to go another direction with that. I am not a fan of the world in disarray around retrograde. Uh-huh. I think we get overreactive. I mean, obviously, you don't want to sign anything. You can certainly do a tremendous amount of investigative reporting and for your own life, personal and professional. For me, the big focus right now is an extraordinary thing happening in the skies with four planets in Scorpio, which is going to affect you tremendously, Doug. Any Scorpios listening, we got the Sun in Scorpio, the Moon in Scorpio, the Mercury in Scorpio, and Venus in Scorpio. It's a time of regeneration.
Should I just go away? Can I go away for 3 weeks, or am I going to have a wonderful start?
Well, you've got the Capricorn happening in Saturn, so things are solid, and it's a time to do practical things you want to do. It's a time to make plans that work, which counterbalances that Mercury retrograde. And then you've got Jupiter in Sagittarius, which is the gift giver, the benefic. And with that Jupiter in Sagittarius, it's a beautiful time to travel, and it stays there through December 3rd.
Yes, it goes... Retrograde lasts for 3 weeks usually, but this is an addition to. And I like the fact, thank you, that you bring me into it, because sometimes I think it gives people a way of focusing. One of the things that's going on in my life, of like I said to you, busier now than I think I've been at any time in my life, and it's very productive. I'm starting a new enterprise on the farm, and we're getting to some important places. Even today, there are things happening, and I'm hoping that a lot of the important things that we need to get done will get done before the end of the week, so that we can go off into the next phase of planning to get this thing rolling. So is that what you're basically saying? I've gone both ways, Laura, on on Mercury. I think the last Mercury retrograde we had was awful for a lot of people. But then you think to yourself, okay, thoughts are things. If you really believe that and you think not that it's going to be horrible, that is, you think it'll be fine, then it is. Can we apply that here?
It's sensationalistic astrology. It's what we want to talk about, like we hit, well, like with the stories on the news, they say if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Right.
Well, it's a situation here where, oh, let's all get bent out of shape about Mercury retrograde and look for places it's going to go wrong. I would rather focus on, it's a tremendous time for gathering information, for preparing for that big move. And then you just wait a couple of weeks or a few weeks to put pen to ink, you know?
Yeah.
But, oh, let's focus on that, and let's focus on that we've got Saturn in Capricorn, which is going to stay there through March of 2020, Doug, and this is a ripe opportunity for you. This week, you're going to feel a lot of wonderful energy with all this Scorpio hitting your Sun in Scorpio, your Jupiter in Scorpio, your Mars in Scorpio. In the ninth house, it's a really exciting time for you. And then you've got that Capricorn in Saturn for everyone that's ready to solidify a plan. And that's there for us through March of 2020. I mean, And then your slower moving planets, of course, your Neptune, Jupiter, I'm sorry, your Neptune, your Uranus, and your Pluto, they're in Taurus, Pisces, and Capricorn. You got a Capricorn hit again with Pluto in Capricorn through 2024. Capricorn is the builder. We have a time to construct a future for ourselves over the next few years.
Well, the thing that anecdotally is in my way is that the ideas and the presentations and the gift of solving doesn't go quite all the way. It just goes to a point and stops. At least that's the way it appears now. We have to find another way to end what it is that we're trying to do and not just deal with it on a temporal basis. So maybe that'll come out in the next couple of weeks for lots of people. Again, for listener readings, 352-552-1243.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.